Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer Podcast. Each week, we'll be hearing from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, and healthcare professionals to do what Cure does best: provide cancer updates, research, and education. In this week's episode, we spoke with Dr. Samuel Zwetschgenbaum about the oral side effects that can occur as a result of cancer treatment. Zwetschgenbaum, the dental director in the oral health program at the Rhode Island Department of Health, discusses some of the more common side effects patients may experience and provides insight into how patients can go about preventing them from occurring.
I guess you could group it into some sort of acute complications and chronic complications, things that are somebody is going to experience while they're going through treatment, and then things that can happen lifelong. So acute things, an example would be sores on the inside of the mouth, which should go away after treatment. Chronic might be like reduction of saliva flow and the implications to that, because saliva is really important for oral health. So if people have loss of saliva because of radiation, for example, to the head and neck, then they become more susceptible to other oral diseases.
Dr. Zwetschgenbaum discusses how well-informed patients are about the oral side effects associated with cancer treatments.
I think it varies. I think if somebody is in a setting where they're fortunate enough to have a dental team at their location, and that dental team has done a really good job of cross collaboration, then I think it's almost an immediate. So in my previous life, I was at University of Michigan, and we had a dental team, and we attended tumor board. And so we really tried to have a presence, but it's a little bit harder, especially in a community like Rhode Island, where we don't have the same presence, then it requires these one-on-one relationships.
Dr. Zwetschgenbaum offers advice to cancer survivors and patients as to why they should take the topic of oral health seriously.
Because ultimately, your oral health is a really important part of your quality of life, whether it's eating or talking or smiling. And it's one of those things that, unfortunately, we all take for granted until it becomes compromised. And we've seen that too much, that patients who had good oral health, they go through treatment and maybe they didn't go through preventive strategies, then all of a sudden they're faced with a lot of oral challenges. So I think if we can encourage people to, you know, really focus on the prevention early on, and part of the challenge, I would say, is we're used to so many of the complications being covered by our medical insurance. Unfortunately, if somebody doesn't have dental insurance, it may not be covered. So they may have to, you know, it may be out of pocket, but always the investment in prevention is much cheaper than the treatment.
Dr. Zwetschgenbaum highlights some ways patients can prevent these treatment-related side effects from occurring.
One is looking at fluorides. Fluoride plays a really important role in remineralizing enamel. So if you have good exposure to fluorides, whether it's through a high concentrated fluoride toothpaste or getting special varnish treatments at the dental office, that's going to reduce your risk a little bit. So I tell people normal toothpaste has 1,000 parts per million fluoride. Prescription grade, you can get a prescription grade, it's 5,000 parts per million. And the research shows that that actually does a better job at remineralizing cavities that are about to start. So that's one thing. And then the other thing, of course, is diet, watching your diet so that you don't have constant exposure to sugars.
Dr. Zwetschgenbaum talks about how he advises patients on the importance of compliance with dental health recommendations.
That's a great question because, I mean, I just mentioned diet and I'm the worst. I'm probably always, I see a cookie, I grab a cookie. And I really think that we're seeing new techniques because again, what it is with candies or cookies, it's okay to have it once a day, but it's the person who, especially if they have a dry mouth and they're sucking on sugary candies all day long, and it's not that good for their teeth. So I think, we now do things like motivational interviewing, where we talk about patients about what are things that are barriers and what can you do. So helping them develop strategies, even mindfulness, thinking about mindfulness. Okay, you see that candy. Think about, do you think about the impact on your teeth? So I think we're pulling strategies from other ways to help people with their habits.
In situations where patients are unable to prevent cancer treatment-related oral side effects, Dr. Zwetschgenbaum discusses what possible treatment options are out there.
If we're talking about dry mouth from radiation therapy, for example, we typically want to make sure people are preventing tooth decay. But the other thing is being comfortable. So if your mouth is uncomfortable to speak, you may want to get there certain oral lubricants that people can use, like gels you do on the inside of your lip or lubricating your lip. There are artificial salivas out there that some people like. Basically, talk to your dentist because they may have some recommendations. Drinking more water, humidifying your home. When you eat meals, make sure that you have something moist with it. Because it is, people do tell me that it is much more difficult to eat if you have a dry mouth. So there are strategies. And again, going to the dentist regularly so they can help you with, and the hygienists are usually really helpful too.
Okay. And, you know, for someone who may not be as familiar, or say someone is undergoing treatment and they're experiencing some side effects in their mouth, should they be looking for any particular dentist? Like, are there certain dentists that specialize in treating patients with cancer, and how would that work?
That's a good question. Again, I think if somebody is in a larger city with an academic medical center, they may have a dental oncology clinic. So when I trained at MD Anderson, they had a dental oncology clinic. The other thing I can tell you is that many dentists have done an additional year of training in a hospital setting and often have that exposure. A lot of people don't realize dentists can do residencies. So it's called a general practice residency. And when I did my residency, it was really a great learning experience. I worked with a broad variety of patients. So you could look, you know, if you're looking on the web and you see the dentist bio and it says, oh, this dentist also trained at such and such a hospital. The other specialty is called prosthodontics. And prosthodontists are specialists at replacing missing teeth, but also have experience in working with patients who've gone through cancer treatment. So you could look for a prosthodontist.
Dr. Zwetschgenbaum also offers advice on what patients should do to protect their oral health if they experience serious cases of vomiting as a result of their treatment.
One of the things that's going to happen is if somebody is vomiting, the pH of their mouth is going to drop. It's going to be much more acidic. And if somebody vomits and then brushes their teeth, it actually can increase the erosion of their teeth. So that's a great question. I would say rinsing the mouth before brushing, rinsing with a fluoride rinse. And then if there are certain foods or certain ways that you can try to make your mouth less acidic. So, you know, cooked vegetables, for example, or cheese or nuts are less acidic. But you're right. Certainly if the mouth is acidic, it increases a risk for erosion and also certain bacteria like that acidic environment.
While a lot of the attention is placed on the oral health of adults with cancer, Dr. Zwetschgenbaum said it's important to take into consideration the potential long-term oral side effects in children who have received treatment for cancer.
We're learning that just as there are late effects in other parts of the body, there are late dental effects. So the same thing, I think parents, if their child has gone through cancer care, they should make sure that they have a dentist that they're comfortable with. For routine care and watching for potential complications that can happen, you know, many years down the road. And then the other thing this is a tough nut to crack, but when somebody's going through chemotherapy, the big goal is to, you know, get them through a really difficult time, or many cancer therapies are so difficult and people have difficulty eating. So, okay, so eat whatever you can or get as many calories you can. And many times the calories you get in are from really sugary substances. So I think thinking about the potential oral complications and trying to do preventive care at the same time, because we did see some children along the way who, because their parents, you know, good-hearted, try to get as many calories into them as possible, let them have highly sugary foods, then they'd fall asleep without brushing their teeth. So just paying attention to the teeth, I think, because they're meant, we want people to live their life and have good quality of life. And a big part of that is having their teeth.
Dr. Zwetschgenbaum offers advice to cancer survivors and patients and discusses the future of oral health.
I guess the first thing is to have a dental home, to have a dentist that you're comfortable with and that you know that you can call. You may need to go more frequently. Your cleanings may have to be every 3 months. If your dentist is not comfortable, then perhaps have them set up some time to talk to your oncologist or encourage your dentist to just review the literature. Because I get it, there are some patients who have long-standing relationships with their dentist. They're not looking to change dentists, but maybe just getting some information. And there's some great information out there. I guess in the long term, one of the things I'd love to see is that it all gets encompassed under medical insurance, that we don't think medical insurance, dental insurance, because, you know, again, if it's a complication, if it's something related to your overall care, then it really should be part of the big picture, because there are too many people who are missing out. So I think that's what we're going to see more in the future, is that people get it all together.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.